The control group depicts a nuclear catastrophe and the complete annihilation of the human race. Listener discretion is advised.
Ugh. He say anything to you about painkillers?
There's aspirin in the first aid kit.
I'm not talking about aspirin. He didn't leave some medicine or something?
No, not that I know of. Your bag of things is there.
Oh. Here it is. I'm just in pain.
Can I get you some water?
Oh, that would be great.
Are you from around here?
I was just passing through.
You're from outside the valley?
That's right.
Before the accident, did you hear any news about the attacks? Do you know if Atlanta was hit?
I don't know anything about that. Jimmy doesn't have a radio in his truck.
But before yesterday, Monday, did you hear anything about it on the news on Monday? Did they show pictures?
I don't even know what day it is now, so how would I know?
Come on, Mom, give her some time.
It's just that we still don't know for sure how bad things are in Atlanta.
What do you care about Atlanta?
That's where my husband is.
Wait, Noonan's not your husband?
No.
Well, you? You his daughter?
No, he just brought us here.
Noonan brought you here too.
That's right.
Speak of the devil.
Act like I'm still unconscious. Don't let him know I'm awake.
But why would we do that?
Mom.
You ladies decent? How's our patient?
Fine, I think. She's woken up, had a drink of water.
She tell you anything?
No, she's...
You've finally realized you need some rest. Your cot is all made up. We'll be as quiet as possible.
Actually, I'm not going to stick around.
Noonan.
I just come back to see if you'd like to take a little ride with me, Dory.
Is it safe?
I'll take care of you.
Well, okay. Is it okay to leave Becky here?
Becky, you'll look after Lorraine for us, won't you?
I guess.
That's a good girl. Quite a girl you got there, Dory.
Yes, I'm truly proud of her. Will we be gone long?
I don't know, maybe an hour?
That's fine. Becky, Rebecca, dear, we'll be back in a little while, okay?
Mother.
So, how well you know this Noonan character?
We don't know him at all. Just met him yesterday.
Mm-hmm. You keep any money in here? Any weapons?
Not that I know of. Food and water. A radio.
Now, before we begin today, I have a special favor to ask.
What's in that trunk there?
Me, I think
we don't know.
A world of good.
Is there something...
Done this in years, since you
is there some reason to think...
What about this Noonan?
I want you, to
you trust him?
And show your parents.
My mom thinks we can trust him.
What about you?
Doing this in a public
do you trust him?
Or if you're by yourself in your own cellar.
Yeah.
But it's not hokey to the many thousands of men and women who are bravely serving in our armed forces. Not just the soldiers, but the hard-working nurses,
maybe you and me,
officers and government officials.
We need to think about getting out of here.
All of them working hard.
What do you say to that?
Keep these states united.
I say, yeah.
I've been repeating these words for years, but I'll be honest with you. These words never fail to touch my heart. And every time
Wait.
I recite the pledge,
did
I
you hear that?
She said it, right?
Said what?
Touch my heart!
So what's the big deal about saying touch my heart?
That's a cue. That's a phrase she uses when she's trying to send us a message.
Let's also do it for ourselves.
What's the message?
Rise up and stand.
I don't know.
Okay.
Touching heart just tells us there is a message.
Over your heart. And so, we begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I'm sorry, I don't mean to get emotional.
This is corny, even for Helen.
You know what? I'm not sorry.
I'm going to see if I can get to the EOC and talk to her.
To be emotions as much as
Jesus, Stanley, you can't go outside during curfew.
I'll take the eyewitness news card. They'll let me through.
And I'll be joining you throughout the day, doing what I can to touch your heart, the same way that you, my broadcast family, touch my heart.
Any idea what she's talking about?
But now, let's check in with the Connell Rad Desk to get our radioactivity update.
The following is an emergency alert bulletin from the United States Army. The American Meteorological Society is forecasting a warm front from the south that may push fallout from the Dallas and Houston area.
Why are we stopping here?
Just need to rest my eyes for a second.
Have you gotten any sleep since Monday morning?
I will eventually. But don't you fret about me.
It's strange to see the streets so empty. Never in my life could I have imagined it. It's almost like the bombs have already gone off. This is all that's left. I keep thinking maybe there's something someone, somewhere, could do to stop it.
Can't stop something that's already happened. Bombs have fallen, and there's no going back.
Jesus, help us.
He will. I know he will. I can feel his hand upon us already. His guiding and protecting hand. You want to know what I believe, Dora?
Yes, Noonan.
I think it's all part of God's will. I mean, if you are a true believer, then it can't be nothing but, right?
I suppose.
And knowing that he's in command, instead of fighting against his will, we should look for better ways to go along with it. Don't give up hope.
Oh, it's hard for me to see a happy ending in all this.
That's because you're looking at it all wrong. Instead of thinking it's the end of the world, think of it as a chance for a new beginning. The Garden of Eden, all over again. Yeah, if things are bad, and the worst of it ain't even here yet. Any day now, there's gonna be a blanket of radioactive fallout that covers the ground like snow, killing everything it touches. But we saw this day coming. We was prepared. What if we hunker down? Hide like rabbits in our little warren up on Cross Mountain, and we abide until come the spring. And we step out, you, me, and Becky, like Adam and Eve, into a new paradise. We'll rebuild this country and make sure she don't get broke again.
Thank you for sharing that, Noonan, really. Your faith is so strong. It makes me dare to want to hope again.
And,
what?
And we gotta repopulate it, too.
Right.
So you understand? You see what I'm saying?
I'm not sure.
I'm saying we, those of us that's still alive, we're gonna have a responsibility to rebuild the population of this country. It's gonna be the duty of every man and woman. I mean, right?
Noonan, I'm a married woman. I don't know where my husband is or what might have happened to him, but until I know for sure, I have to continue believing that he's still alive, and that means I couldn't begin to think about...
I'm sorry, I guess... I guess I should have been more clear. I'm talking about Becky.
Becky?
Yeah. Wait, you thought I was going to pull some kind of... Oh, Miss Langford, no, ma'am. I'm an honorable man. It's the way I was raised. I wanted to talk to you alone so I could be a proper gentleman. And
you barely know her.
Well, we're about to be in close quarters together, so there'll be time.
Becky. My 15-year-old daughter, Becky.
Now, she's 15 now, but she won't always
Please,
be.
Just do me a favor. And don't say anything, not to me. And for God's sake, don't mention anything of this to Becky.
You see, Miss Langford, I've been thinking long and hard about this, and I've been doing some praying. And I opened my Bible, and right there in Genesis, God said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth.
She's 15.
That means, legally speaking, we could have gotten married a year ago.
That's what you're asking? To marry her?
Not exactly.
Not exactly. She's a little girl.
Maybe to you she is. She'll probably always be your little girl.
If you want to court someone, court Lorraine.
Who's to say I can't court both?
What?
If we're going to replenish the earth, then it's going to take a lot of...
Stop it!
I'm giving Becky a wonderful opportunity.
Don't be ridiculous.
Don't you be stupid. You're not exactly in a position right now to be high and mighty. Now, if I procreate with Becky, out of respect for her, since you're her mother, I'd allow you to live in the shelter with us.
And if I don't, give my permission.
Well, we couldn't rightly have you there unless you two believed in what we're doing.
And what if I don't believe?
What are you not believing?
Not much of anything right now.
This little mission, it's for believers. So if you and Becky aren't part of the mission, then we gotta leave you behind. We can't let this world get contaminated by skeptics all over again.
Number 30 Broad Street.
You hear that? They done set fire to Woolworths.
Who has?
The looters. Not on my watch.
No, we don't have time to go there. We have to go back.
We cannot go there, don't we? This is it.
the beginning of the end. You gotta believe in something. Something besides smashing windows and stealing appliances because you're jealous somebody's got it better than you. Well, nobody never gave me nothing. You don't see me riding, do you? No. Why not? Because I believe in something. I see the good in people.
Excuse me, Miss Huntley?
Yes?
Gentleman to see you.
Ah! Oh, Stanley! Oh, thank you, Virgery.
Of course.
We got your message. You cued us, right? You sent a message that you have a message.
I've got a story.
A story?
A news story. Hard news. Late breaking.
Wait. Start at the beginning.
Wayne Langford paraded me through the whole EOC. Showed me everything. All their operations. He left me in the office by myself for a couple minutes. I saw classified memoranda. Here.
What's this?
Well, I figured you wouldn't believe me, so I brought you a souvenir.
Opal 65.
Opal 65. Operation Alert.
Oh, Jesus.
But the point is, life is going on as usual outside Eden Valley.
You don't know that.
Stanley, I saw it with my own eyes.
What if the Soviets have taken
Stanley.
Over the airwaves and... What are you suggesting we do?
Let's pretend we're real journalists. Just for one day.
Good idea.
Stanley.
I'll get Vance Norwood to... What?
This isn't my story.
Oh, come on. Helen Vance is a journalist. If this story is really as big as you say...
A journalist.
Don't get liberated on me, Helen.
Did
Not
Vance
now.
Norwood get inside the EOC?
No.
Damn right he didn't. It's my story. I'm going to be the one to tell it.
From here. Helen, the minute you say one word that they don't like, they're going to pull the plug and send you straight to the...
We'll go back on the air.
Who? Channel 12?
Channel 12.
We'll lose our license.
You're in a nuclear goddamn emergency, Stanley.
All right. Calm down.
Don't tell me to calm down.
I'm not telling you to calm down. I
should
know better.
Are we still broadcasting the test pattern?
Yes.
And radio?
Helen, if we start broadcasting on a non-emergency channel...
I'll feed you the information. And you go back to the station and put together a tape package with me telling the story. I'll get you photos, documents, a 5-minute piece, and you can run it on a loop.
Well, how will anyone know to tune in to Channel 12? Or 1160. It might take a while for people to notice.
I got it. During my civil defense broadcast tomorrow morning, I'll just tell people to change channels. What could be simpler? All you have to do is press play.
All right, ladies, you know the drill. Only this time do it right so we don't have to come out here a third time. No more pussyfooting around.
Whoa, look at all of them.
Ah, great. You see who's coming?
Who's this guy?
Is that Newman?
You guys know this clown?
A little Patrick Henry.
Anything I can do to help out?
What kind of uniform is that? ROTC?
Boy Scout.
Why are you carrying a fire?
Malicious Second Amendment, Sergeant.
The British aren't coming. So you can go put it back on your hunt. We're not shooting any housewives. Have him block market with the hook and ladder. I reckon they're gonna cool things down. Show him the hydrant. Macaulay knows where. Hey, say, Henry.
Noonan, sir.
You ready to earn your stripes?
Sir, yes, sir.
Don't sir me. I'm a sergeant. You think you can help us clear the street?
I think so.
Think so?
Sir. I got a dog if you want me to grab him. He's pure shepherd, canine, police trained. Should I bring him?
On a double. Get your ass back here before the fireworks start.
Aye, sir.
Aye, aye, sir. God, what I'd give for some real soldiers.
Everything okay?
No, not okay, but they're about to be.
Wait, why are you taking that? No, you can't do that. These are our neighbors.
They had their chance. They were given fair
warning.
These
are friends of mine. My daughter and her school friends were there on Monday. Noonan, at least leave me the keys, and I'll monitor the radio. If they start reporting fallout, we'll need to get back up the mountain.
Good idea. Here. Now roll up the windows while I'm gone. Lock the doors. Don't let nobody take those keys from you. You hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Our life's depending on that truck.
Be careful.
Keep your head down. This shouldn't take long.
Go back to Russia.
What is your name? By what authority are you breaking up this?
You can ask all the questions you want when the desk sergeant books you. And answer a few
get
while you're
your
at it.
Get your hands off me! Don't you touch me!
How
we
are emergency
right
vehicles
protest.
Supposed
we
to get through here?
We are not causing trouble. This is a peace action.
Shit on peace!
Ready on the hose?
Standing by!
Open the hydrant!
Open the hydrant!
And what are you waiting on? Baptize him! There!
Shit! Stop beating us!
You know there's a war going on?
Yes, I see it all too clearly!
We're against the window. I got this one.
Somebody get a medic! Stop! They're going inside!
The hell they are!
We gotta push them back!
Anybody cross through that window, you shoot them on sight. You hear me?
I got them.
No, this has to stop. This has to stop. This is mad. Okay, Becky.
The Control Group is a production of iHeartRadio, written and directed by Brett Wood, recorded and mixed by Rob Gal, featuring Tess Malice Kincaid, Alexandra Bicken, Hannah Bierman, Minka Wiltz, Mary Kraft, Tim Habiger, and Keith Brooks. Music composed and performed by Rob Gal. The executive producer is Ben Bolin. Supervising producer, Paul Deckett.